We are live right now, Giving Hope Evangelist Ministries. And I would just want to take this time to introduce myself. My name is Evangelist Minister John Corum, and I minister to people, as well as I evangelize the word on the podcast, on Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms necessarily. The ministry is called Giving Hope Evangelist Ministries, and my name is John Corum. Today, we're going to be looking into the identity of a growing Christian. We may have said, we have maybe looked into things, but this is a way to understand the growing in God and understanding who you are in Jesus Christ. This will be part one of a two-part series that we're doing about our identity in Jesus Christ for the new believers and also for us today in the world we live in. So let's sit back and take our time and digest the word as we understand our identity in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, as we come today on this podcast, we are asking and thanking you for this day. As the word go forth, let's be reminded what it is and what it should be about our life and our freedom in Jesus Christ. Who are we? Who are we in Jesus Christ? So, I just thank you, God, for being there. I thank you, God, for this time that we have to share. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Today is not just a teaching, but it's a series of lessons to help you to understand the things that God has you to see and to know as a believer in Jesus Christ. We're about growing in God, growing in the things of God. But first, as a young believer in Jesus Christ, or those who have become a believer in Jesus Christ, we have to learn some things and understand some things as we grow and mature in our faith. So, not too long ago, a person came up to me and said, "What is my identity? Who am I in Christ?" So, as I look through the scriptures and understand the word, we brought several passages of scriptures together to conclude who we are in Jesus Christ. Who am I in Jesus Christ? My identity in Christ and God. And we realized that we came to say this statement: I am a new creation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a person who is not condemned by God, but he has allowed me to be heirs of him and co-heirs with Jesus Christ. It is to the point I can say when I pray and believes he hears my prayer, whatever I ask of him in his name, he will answer it. By this confidence, I realize it's Christ that lives in me. Daily, I will serve him and tell others about his excellent ways. For it's only through him, Jesus Christ, that I've been taken out of this darkness and into the marvelous light. See, these were many key verses that surround the New Testament and talk about our identity in Jesus Christ. So, the truth of the matter, when we come to God by the way of Jesus, by the cross, there is no other way to God except through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed by the blood of Christ to know all of this, and its meaning can be continued to grow in the things of Christ and the things of God. So we're going to be taking the time today looking over some points, some key verses, and some identity factors in growing in God. So our point today is our identifier, identity in who we are in Jesus Christ. These verses is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 8, in John 3:17. And it's saying this, who we identify to. And why are we identified into God? And how is that possible? So those who are listening to me, just chime in. Just say hello. Just be there. Be a part of our live broadcast. Be a live part of a live broadcast. We can be found at givinghopeevangelistministries.org. Also, we can, our email is ghem.org@outlook.com. Please, as we listen to this type of podcast, email us, communicate with us through Facebook and YouTube, and also let us know. And also we can, through our podcast that we have. So we are here continuing on and saying that our life in Jesus Christ is just like a family. A person is born into a family. A person who is born into the family, or even a person who is adopted into the family, the name is given to us at birth. With that name, it identifies a person to the particular family. The mother, the father gives the name of the birth to the to the child at birth, and it is written on a certificate of the birth time, place, and all the other things are written on the certificate. And also, it signifies that that person is now part of that family because of his birthright. And because of his birthright, now he belongs to the family. But what if this person is adopted into the family? They go through legal channels, legal procedures, and once a paper is signed by the judge and by the father or the mother, whoever is adopting the kid, the child, he now has a right to become a part of the family that he associated with. And being the right to the family, if something happens to both parents, that person has a right to their inheritance. They are heirs of that family, and now they can own a piece of the property once the parents die. Do you ever seen a person who is an heir given to the one before they died? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But the heir is always, the heir property is given to the person after someone dies, whether it be will or whether it's a trust or whatever type of form it is. But we can identify the fact that now this person has now become the heir of the estate or the heir of their property. So therefore, that is how it is in association with Jesus Christ. Once we come to God and give our life over to Jesus Christ, we are born again. John 3:1-17. And also, we now know that we are being awakened to more spiritual things in our life. How is that so? Because when we understand John 3:1-17, let us know that we are now born of the Spirit and of the water. We have a spiritual, even though we are in this body, even though we are in this body, in the flesh, but we have a spiritual nature now. We have now tapped in into the spiritual realms of God. So as we continue on in being in Christ, being in the Lord, being in God, and understanding God's Spirit and understanding God's ways, that as we grow, we can also look at Romans 8. It speaks about our identity with God in Christ. before we look at these things, we have to understand our spirit. We have to understand that we are we have to understand being in this body to identify what it's all about. It's the way that things have been arranged and the way that things are being done. Because we are in this body, but we are a spirit living in the body and have a soul. So therefore, those things that we have to look at about the different types of the things that the fleshy body, the fleshy things and the spiritual things. So we have to understand that there you have a fleshy man and or a carnal man that does not know or understand the things of God. And we are both in, we who are being born again in God, and God has given us life through Jesus Christ, we are given a new identity in him. John 3 talks about that. And also, being born again of the Spirit and of the water, we have a new spirit living within us. And we, as we understand these things, it's something that we have to see and know. The fleshy man, before we come saved. See, this is about the things of life. This is about the things that we have to understand as we grow up. Why do we feel the way we do? Why do we act the way we do? Why do we do the things we do, even though we are serving Christ? Because we are still carnal in our minds. Meaning carnal means we are it's about the flesh man. It's about the natural man. See, the natural man is born into sin, live in darkness, love the things of the world, idol worships, born to a certain family, heir to that family, like I said. Family could disown them, and they die in their sins. So this is all about our fleshy man or our fleshly nature or content of that. But to on the other side of the rope, or the other side of the things, the spiritual man, the now this is the person who's belonged to God. So we have a natural body and we have a spiritual body. The natural body is the things that the natural body is what is our fleshly man. And a fleshly man lives according to the things of the world. But once we tapped into, once we get to be born again and become saved and ask Jesus Christ to come in our life, then we can see a whole new different pattern. And that pattern is that we are now born into God. We live in the light of God. We love the things of God. We worship him in truth and truth and light. And we want to know more about God. And we are born into God's family, heirs of God. God will never leave us or forsake us, and we die unto Christ. So how is all possible? How is this is all possible, and knowing this truth, and knowing that about identity in Jesus Christ? Knowing that, who are we? Who are we? We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We've been set apart. And understanding these things and these truths, we have to go into deeper into the Word and see what the Word is saying. So we know that when we start this lesson, how long it take us to do this part, we have to understand and realize our identity, or who are we in Jesus Christ? Who are we in Jesus Christ? What is the Spirit? And why? How do we live more in tune to God and not the fleshly man? See, all these are concepts that we will see in our lives as we go about this teaching, as we do these things along the way. See, this podcast is only this podcast is to encourage and enlighten people so that they can understand and know through the true identity is in Jesus Christ. And we first have to understand the meaning of, see, we have to understand the meaning of salvation, and we have to understand God's truth and his love and his ways. What is God's ways? What is God's ways in understanding his truth? Understanding God's ways is knowing that the love that God showed to all of us, the love that is in the air, the love that God showed to every one of us in this time and this season. And it says, John 3:16, that we have to understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In another part of verse 17, it says, God did not send his son into the world to judge the world or condemn the world, but he came that we might have life and have it to the full. So in this reading, another verse says, another translation says, God did not send his son into the world to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. See, it's about salvation, and it's about our ownership to the right things of Jesus Christ. Our ownership to what, our ownership, well, not our ownership, but God lives in us. God lives in us. Jesus lives in us. So now we have given our rights over to God, or we have been born again in God's family. We have been born again in God's family. It's called the exchange life. And I recommend you just find a on the website or go somewhere and talk and to see what the exchange life is, because we are changing our life, our natural life, for a spiritual life that is through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ. And as we read this verse again in John chapter 3 and verse 17, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. See, this is the true factor and true understanding in what Jesus was telling Nicodemus about to be born again. And understanding this factor is that our identity of Jesus and Jesus Christ. Why do we need to be saved? We need to be saved so that we ourselves can get back into the right relationship with God and the right commitment with God, so that you should not perish but have everlasting life. What is everlasting life? Everlasting life is life everlasting at the point of your soul will not die, but your soul and spirit will live on forever and ever, but your body will just decay. And when we get back, when Christ comes back, and we our spirit, our soul will meet with our body, and we will have a resurrected body for those who believe in Jesus Christ. So now as we continue on in our teaching, we just wanted to tell everyone, come on board and have a wonderful time understanding the word as we minister the word and teach the word and understanding the truth of the matter. And for those who want to leave a comment, go ahead and write and leave a comment. Leave a comment about what it means to be born again and what it means to be our identity in Jesus Christ. Our identity in Jesus Christ. Because we are, and even if you want to have a call, to call the number or leave a text message, our number is located. We can be called, we can be contacted. And this number, our number is, hold on 1 second, is 843-823-4856. Our number is 843-823-4856. 56. And leave a message and let us know where you're listening from. Let us know who is listening to the message. And it's about the understanding our identity in Christ. So as we go into Romans chapter 8, and we see some things in chapter 8, that's beautiful. As we understand John chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, it says, Jesus came in the world not to condemn the world, but through the world that we may have but save. The word condemn, the action of condemning someone to a punishment or sentencing, express a complete disapproval or sentence someone to a particular punishment, especially death. So therefore, when we think about a spiritual death, God won't punish us if we believe and have a heart filled, born of water and of the Spirit. And we got to testify that we need to be born again, repent, and turn from your wicked ways. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those who are in Jesus Christ is not condemned, but won't face the punishment of sin, which is death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, which is Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. So, for the wages of sin is death. See, the wages, the payment or your penalty of sin, your disobedience towards God, is death. But God has given us his gift of eternal life through his son Jesus Christ. So we have to understand the identity in Jesus Christ is that we have been born again and been born of the Spirit. So we are no longer in the fellowship of darkness, but we are in the fellowship of light. And we know that we had talked about John 3:17. With John, it basically talks about, John chapter 3, talks about you're living, born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit and water. And it's a way of getting, it's about God's kingdom, the kingdom of God. And we have to understand, all of this is about, what is identity? Identity is in Christ, is that we belong to Jesus Christ. We belong to God, God's family. We are heirs of God and co-heirs with Jesus Christ. And in Romans 5, chapter 8, verse 5 and 8, Romans 8, verse 5 and through 8, it tells us about the carnal man. The carnal man does not have the same spirit and did not, and the things of God, it's just so difficult for him to grasp a hold of the things of God because he is in a carnal state. He is in a carnal mind. Carnal position is a place of not under the carnal man is a fleshy man. Carnal man is a person who does not believe in the things of God. And also let's go into the Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. So therefore, Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. Okay, let's start at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we have to understand now there's no condemnation. In other words, Jesus Christ do not find us guilty. He doesn't find us no punishment, but we have to have a obligation to who do we walk after? We all walk after the Spirit. So as we continue to walk after the Spirit and after the things of God, then therefore there is no condemnation to them who are in Jesus Christ. And in verse 5, it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." So those who have not been born again, they are after the fleshy things of the things that the world wants. But they that are after the Spirit, they're after the Spirit. Those who are after the Spirit desire the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So right there is telling us the identity in Christ, as we are believers in Christ, we have an obligation to continue to follow the spirit man and our mind, and but being a spiritual being in a relationship with God, we need to continue to focus on the heavenly things and the spiritual things. And also is a reminder that for the carnal man, mind is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. So how can we have life and peace? Jesus Christ can give us life and peace. We can live a life in a peaceful, and we can live a life honoring God, and not in frustration, but we can honor God in his ways that God has us to live. So, like I said, this is going to be a continuation, because I just only got one point, and there are 7 points of this lesson that I just wanted to keep in mind of what we will be teaching on through the whole entire summer. And remember, and as we continue on, it's about Romans chapter 8 right now. And the first things, and it's going back to, and I'm just flopping around, and I'm going back to number 3. It says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So I'm going to leave on this note. What are you walking after? Even though you may be saved, what are you walking after? Are you walking after things of the world, or you are walking after things of God? And in a life, also, we're going to be continuing to talking about our, in that verse 4, verse 3 and 4, dealing with that the old man, the flesh man, the law was weak in the flesh. The law was weak in the flesh. But when Jesus came in the likeness of a sinful, when Jesus came, the law was done away with, in a sense of we didn't no longer live by the old law, but we live by a new law, by grace and by God's mercy. And it's a law, it's a righteous law, it's a new law and a new way of living, because Jesus Christ became the sin. And through Jesus Christ, the work of sin in the fleshy man is no longer. He punished sin. When a person comes to believe in Jesus Christ and live by the Spirit, he do so by showing the love of God within his life, his or her life. So our focus today, what are you living by? What are you hoping by? What are you praying by? What are you seeking? Are you seeking the things of this world, which can, like we say, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? So I just want to encourage everyone, as you continue on this road of life, continue to seek God and continue to ask God for his, ask God, God, I give my life to you. I give my life away. I give my life away. So to understand these truths, to understand these things, it's more to learn and more to know. Again, my name is Minister Evangelist John Corum. Evangelist is what I do, and ministry is what I do. So I like to take time to say that grow in God, grow in the things of God. Remember, always seek God. If you have any questions, please contact the ministry, Giving Hope Evangelist and Ministries, 843-823-4800. 56. And we'd be glad to take your calls. We'd be glad to take your comments. And we are here. We are here to do the work of what we have been called to do, is to minister to people. So as we continue on this journey, as we continue on this road, we will continue with verse 5 through and continue on the first part, and then we continue on wherever God will lead us. So let's be reminded, join us as we continue to praise God and to listen to what God has given us to say. And we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for those who was listening to the broadcast today. And I just pray that what was said today would be a blessing to someone's heart, mind, soul, and spirit as they enter into a new life in Jesus Christ, and knowing that identity in Christ, that we have been brought with a price, and we have to honor God with that price. And we no longer is in our fleshy man, but we are in a new spirit. We are in a new spiritual being. We are a spiritual being now. So being a spiritual being, we have to do the things that God has us to do. We no longer should desire the things of the flesh, but desire the things that God has given us. So I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your spirit and loving your plan. So until thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, this has been Evangelist John Quorum of Given Hope Evangelism Ministries. And we just want to tell you that you can continue to listen to us on this podcast, watch us on Facebook and YouTube, and also be reminded that this time that we have to study and understand the word growth, understanding this point, these 7 points, and I'm going to give you these 7 points so you can read them and understand these things. The 7 points are, we have one, the first point was our identity or who we are in Jesus Christ. We are in Jesus Christ, born of the Spirit. And then the second part is identity in Christ, or who are we in Christ? Who are we in Christ? We are servants of his righteousness. And we can also, identity, or who are we in, or who are we? We are children of God. And also, four, our identity is we are made new in Jesus Christ. The fifth point, identity, our position in Christ. Six, identity in Christ is our focal point. Christ is our identity, is Christ is our focal point. And seven, identity, we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And all these things will be coming up through the next few weeks. So be ready and be blessed as we continue to be on this broadcast, focusing on identity in Jesus Christ, growing in God, and understanding that we can grow in God and giving life in the things that God has given us. Until next time, be true to yourself, be true to others, and mostly be true to God. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.